Welcome to Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. I'm Connie Reagan Green, and this is actually our 10th episode. Today, I'm going to talk about public speaking as a way to have more excellence in your marketing. So you may have heard that the fear of speaking is, I think, second to the fear of death. People are just scared to death to get in front of people and talk. I was one of those people. When people hear this from me, they say, but wait, all those years you were a classroom teacher, didn't you speak in front of your classroom 5 days a week? And the answer is yes, I did speak to my students, but that's very, very different. Whether they were kindergarten or third grade or fifth and sixth that I had the most of my during my 20 years of teaching or high school age, it's just very different. You could even back then have put me in an auditorium with a group of children, and many times this happened on a rainy day, and I was able to take a microphone and guide them and lead them and make sure that everything worked out during the time that I was in charge of the group. But with adults, it was a different story. So at our staff meetings that we would have, when it was my turn to do a presentation of some sort, and usually it was only 10 or 15 minutes long, I just froze up. It was so hard for me to do this. It was the most difficult thing that I encountered during my teaching career. So I didn't give a lot of thought to it. There wasn't a reason for me to be more interested in public speaking of any kind. And everything changed when I decided to leave teaching, to leave real estate, and start my business online as a marketer and finally as an author, product creator, affiliate marketer, all of those things. So early on, so this would have been, I came online in 2006. Before 2007 was over, a woman on the East Coast invited me to come and speak at her event. And I made excuses. I said that I just couldn't make the trip and I didn't have a topic ready or anything. It was because I was afraid of speaking. I missed a great opportunity to start speaking, to connect with other people at that event, but it still was inside of me that I was afraid to speak. So at this time, I had already started going to the Rotary Club in the city I had moved to, Santa Clarita, California, and that's when I lived full-time in Santa Clarita. Now I live in half-time in Santa Barbara, and I even belong to the Rotary Club in Santa Barbara, even though I still do many activities with the group in Santa Clarita. But anyway, in Santa Clarita at the Rotary Club, they had started giving me the microphone to have me talk about what we were doing on the weekend or in between our meetings. We met on a Wednesday, and there were all kinds of things going on, and they would give me the microphone, and I really was forced to do it. They were putting me on the spot, and I would say a few words, and I felt that I mumbled, and I think I looked down at the floor while I talked, and my face was hot, my ears would be hot, and I was just so scared. And when it was finished, when I would say what I needed to say, and it only took about 2 or 3 minutes, I would just reach out with the microphone and somebody would take it out of my hand. And I thought, gee, you know, I have to get away from this. I have to change my feelings about speaking. So I went to Toastmasters, and I went a few times during a month period. They had a meeting, I believe it was every 2 weeks, so I think I made it to 3 meetings. And I didn't like that at all. I didn't like that they graded you on if you said and ah and all those little things that people do when they're speaking. And at the end of your talk, they would hand you a little checklist. And I didn't like that. They had something called table topics that was a little more informal, and I did those, but it still was an uncomfortable environment for me. So I did not join. I did not become a Toastmaster. And I went back to Rotary, and I thought, well, it feels like it's getting a little bit easier. And at some point, they invited me to speak at the district level. So in my club, we had between 50 and 60 members at that time. And at the district level, we had 200 to 300 people who would come to the district meeting once a month. And they had me talk about social media. I had finally done that once in my club. I had 20 minutes to talk, and I was in front of a computer, and we were doing it up on the big screen so everybody could see it. And I had intended to talk about Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, everything we were using back then. And so by now it's 2008. And instead, I started talking about Twitter, and people had so many questions, and they were so excited at what I was showing them because I was doing it in real time. I was making a tweet and then going over to Twitter to show them what it looked like and all of that. And that's back when I just had a few hundred followers on Twitter instead of the 20,000 that I have today. And that I actually kind of enjoyed because it did not feel like public speaking of any kind to me. It felt like I was behind the computer, everybody was behind me, and I was doing it on the screen, and I knew everybody in the room. And when they asked me questions, I would address them in regards to their business or just kind of in general, depending on what the question was. So I did that down at the district office down in Los Angeles at the meeting. And there were, you know, between 200 and 300 people because people had committee meetings and things, so they came and went during the time that we had the meeting. It was a three-hour meeting in the morning. And I thought, well, you know, it feels like it's a little bit easier. Well, finally, I was asked to speak at another marketing event. And this one was also on the East Coast. This one was in Atlanta. And I went there. And before I went, the person who was putting it on, his name is Matt Basic, and you may know who this is. He's pretty big in internet marketing. And his assistant called me and said, we don't have your PowerPoint. Could you please send it? And I said, no, I'm not going to use a PowerPoint. I'm just going to talk. And they said, well, do you have something to sell? And I said, yes, I have one of my programs. I'll sell it at the end. So Matt himself called me. He sent me a text, and then he called me, and he said, Connie, you have to have a PowerPoint. And I said, well, okay, all right, because I wanted to go. I wanted to be a part of that. It was a big deal, the first time being invited to speak at an event of that size with someone like him. And I decided to do the PowerPoint kind of one slide at a time, really figure it out. Well, it was awful. The PowerPoint was awful. My presentation was awful. It really was. I did sell things, so I sold almost $10,000 in products, so that's wonderful. But my speaking was awful. So at that same event was someone that I consider to be my first mentor, Raymond Aron. And when I arrived, you know, I asked Matt who else was speaking. I knew a couple of people. And he said, Raymond Aron. And I said, oh, I know him. And he said, no, probably not. This is probably a different Raymond Aron. And I said, you know, we talked a little bit. And he said, well, I met him on the way back from Australia. And I said, no, I think it's the same one. And right then, Raymond Aron showed up, gave me a big hug. And it was really wonderful that I was going to be doing this speaking of this kind for the first time with someone that I considered my first mentor to be there in person. So I spoke, and then Raymond spoke, and the weekend went on, and Raymond said, we're going to have lunch. And I was very excited. Well, he ate, and I took notes, and in between bites of pizza, he had a custom pizza ordered, in between bites of his pizza, he told me what I needed to change with my presentation. How I needed to stand and dress and do the slides and everything. And I took copious notes on all of this. This was so wonderful for me. And as a result, I was able to start improving with my speaking. And that's, you know, one of the points I want to make to you is that if speaking is something that you're used to doing, still take a look at it and see where you can improve. If it's something that you haven't been doing, like I had not been doing, then you want to start from where you are and then find someone that will guide you and mentor you so that you can improve. So over all of these years, I've been asked to speak at many events. I've spoken on different continents and in different countries on those continents. I've spoken in Thailand and in the UK many times and in Canada several times and just all over the place, Finland. You know, all kinds of places, as well as throughout the United States. I also do my own live event twice a year, and I've now done 20 events. I did my 20th event in January of 2019, so just recently. And everything gets better over time. And another story I want to share is that it was in the summer of 2009, my first book, Huge Profits with a Tiny List, 50 Ways to Use Relationship Marketing to Increase Your Bottom Line, that book was about to be published in the next month. I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I was at Armin Morin's event. And Armin was my mentor for my online business during those years. And he had invited me to speak, and I was there. And right before I was going to go up on stage, he said, are you nervous, Connie? And I said, no, I'm not nervous. I'm nervous because I'm not nervous. And he laughed and laughed, and I went up on stage. And now this was still early years for me in terms of the speaking. And it was on that stage at that hotel in Minneapolis where I looked out into the crowd and I had my PowerPoint and I started and, you know, I was fairly comfortable. I was okay. And at some point, and there were probably 500 people at that event, at some point I said something and someone laughed and I said something that kind of answered what I had said before and more people laughed. and I felt wonderful. I felt comfortable. And at that moment, I said, Connie, don't ever forget this moment. Don't forget this time in May of 2009 when you finally had fun with the audience and really loved the idea of being able to speak to people and have them pay attention to you, listen to what you say, and really learn something from what you're presenting to them. And so I've kept that in my mind all these years. These days, I speak as often as I can. It's very difficult to get a microphone away from me. And speaking has just become part of who I am. It's very easy for me to, if I'm called on in an audience or at a Rotary meeting or wherever. In Santa Barbara, we have almost 100 members. So if I go up to the front of the room and I'm given the microphone, then it's wonderful to have that group listen to what I have to say, what I have to share with them. And I want you to think about public speaking as a way to get your message out and a way to market who you are and what you have to offer, because you are really the best spokesperson for your business. I love to talk about my books, my new products and courses, my live events, my retreats that I do in Santa Barbara several times a year. All of these things are wonderful opportunities for me to let people know who I am, who I really am as a person. And these days, that's an author, a publisher, and an entrepreneur. So think about public speaking. Get some experience any place you can. You may have a different experience with Toastmasters. Many people I talk to this day say that it was the best thing for them. So give different things a chance. Look for opportunities to speak. During those early years, I also went and spoke at different Rotary clubs. Many times I spoke about real estate because that's what I still knew very well then. Now I wouldn't be a great speaker on real estate because I don't do it full time. I keep my broker's license so that I can do my own deals and for, you know, family and a couple of close friends, but that's it. So it's not an area of expertise for me any longer in that way. But find something that you can talk about. Find something that you know well that you enjoy, even if it's not related to your business, and run with that. Make that happen. My first public speaking was a class that I took during ninth grade when I was in junior high. And every week we had to do a speech, and I think it was for about 10 weeks. And I dreaded it, and each speech was just, you know, it was awful, but I passed the course. They, you know, they were pretty lenient with the grading. I think everybody was going to get an A or a B. And so I was in the B group and everything. And then one time, they wanted you to make something, to show the rest of the class how to make something. My mother used to take the old-fashioned egg cartons that were pointed on both sides. She used to cut them, and she used to make Christmas ornaments out of it. So I knew how to do that. We did that every year. So I brought enough for the whole class. My mother cut them out, and I had glitter and glue and some paint and everything. And when I was showing the class how to do those Christmas ornaments, it didn't feel like public speaking to me. So I have that memory as well. So dig back into your memory bank. See what memories you have of early speaking, because whether they are good or bad or indifferent, draw on them to move you further ahead now in the future. So we're here at today, 2019, and think about your future as a public speaker. So I'm Connie Reagan Green. I would love to hear from you. Make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast so you won't miss any of them. You can also go to ConnieReaganGreen.com to find out more about me, or ConnieReaganGreen.live to see more about the podcast. So this is Connie Reagan Green with Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing.